Preface. If there was any doubt at the turn of the 20th century, by the turn of the 21st, it was a foregone conclusion. When it comes to revealing the true nature of reality, common experience is deceptive. On reflection, that's not particularly surprising. As our forebears gathered in forests and hunted on the savannas, an ability to calculate the quantum behavior of electrons or determine the cosmological implications of black holes would have provided little in the way of survival advantage. But an edge was surely offered by having a larger brain, and as our intellectual faculties grew, so too did our capacity to probe our surroundings more deeply. Some of our species built equipment to extend the reach of our senses. Others became facile with a systematic method for detecting and expressing pattern, mathematics. With these tools, we began to peer behind everyday appearances. What we found has already required sweeping changes to our picture of the cosmos. Through physical insight and mathematical rigor, guided and confirmed by experimentation and observation, we've established that space, time, matter, and energy engage a behavioral repertoire unlike anything any of us have ever directly witnessed. And now, penetrating analyses of these and related discoveries are leading us to what may be the next upheaval in understanding, the possibility that our universe is not the only universe. The Hidden Reality explores this possibility. In writing The Hidden Reality, I've presumed no expertise in physics or mathematics on the part of the listener. Instead, as in my previous books, I've used metaphor and analogy interspersed with historical episodes to give a broadly accessible account of some of the strangest and, should they prove correct, most revealing insights of modern physics. Many of the concepts covered require the listener to abandon comfortable modes of thought and to embrace unanticipated realms of reality. It's a journey that's all the more exciting and understandable for the scientific twists and turns that have blazed the trail. I've judiciously chosen from these to fill out a landscape of ideas that, peak by valley, stretches from the everyday to the wholly unfamiliar. A difference in approach from my previous books is that I've not included preliminary chapters that systematically develop background material, such as special and general relativity and quantum mechanics. Instead, for the most part, I introduce elements from those subjects only on an as-needed basis. When I find in various places that a somewhat fuller development is necessary to keep the book self-contained, I warn the more experienced listener and indicate which sections he or she may safely skip. By contrast, the last sections of various chapters segue to a more in-depth treatment of the material, which some listeners may find challenging. As we enter those sections, I offer the less experienced listener a brief summary and the option to jump ahead without loss of continuity. Nevertheless, I'd encourage everyone to listen as far into these sections as interest and patience allow. While the descriptions are more involved, the material is meant for a broad audience and so continues to have as its only prerequisite the will to persevere. I started writing my first general-level science book, The Elegant Universe, in the summer of 1996. In the 15 years since, I've enjoyed an unexpected and fruitful interplay between the focus of my technical research and the topics that my books cover. I thank my students and colleagues at Columbia University for creating a vibrant research environment, the Department of Energy for funding my scientific research, and also the late Penty Curry for his generous support of my research center at Columbia, the Institute for Strings, Cosmology, and Astroparticle Physics. Finally, I thank Tracy, Alec, and Sophia for making this the best of all possible universes. Chapter 1, The Bounds of Reality, On Parallel Worlds. If, when I was growing up, my room had been adorned with only a single mirror, my childhood daydreams might have been very different. But it had two. And each morning when I opened the closet to get my clothes, the one built into its door aligned with the one on the wall, creating a